Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We're learning Maseches Beya, Daf Yutes. Before we start Daf Yutes, I want to go over one inyan that we left over from Daf Yutes, the inyan of, could a person be Tevil, could a Adam be Tevil on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Halacha l'maisa today, could a adam be tevil Shabbos and Yom Tov? So the emphasis is we find three times that we need tefillah. We're not Isaac and Tyrus, so we don't need tefillah for Tyrus. But the three times that we have, three halachas of tefillah that we have. You have a tefillah for a nida, a woman to be tevil, to be mut meteris l'baila. You have a tefillah of a man, be'ikah tefillah of a balkeri, which even though we paskin that a balkeri is mutter for tefillah and Talmud Torah, that's how we paskin, but there still is a chumra, the Asam Rishenim that hold the Balkari is also for tefillah. And according to everyone, there's a chumra, there's an inyan to daven and to learn when there's no tumas keri. So that's why men are tevil sometimes for tumas keri. And the third thing is stam being tevil, that men are sometimes tevil. There are people are tevil every day, or kaponim Shabbos morning. There's an inyan al pi the Arizal, just like people are tevil erev Shabbos to get the neshami yisayir of Shabbos, I date a tefillah. So the Tevil Shabbos morning, because the Yom Shabbos has a special Kedusha over Leil Shabbos, and the Tevil to get the special Kedusha, the Achrayim bring that down, B'Shem Darizal. So this is another inyan of a man being Tevil. And the third inyan, third time we have Tevilah is by a Tevilah's Ger. A Ger is Mechuyiv to be Tevil in a Mikvah in order to become a Ger. And each of these three inyanim, there's a discussion in the Paiskim Halacha L'Maisa if you're allowed to do them on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So first, Tevilah's Nida. The Beis Yosef brings the Mordechai, that brings the Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananel, do we pask in Tefillah B'Zman a mitzvah or not? There's a Machlokes in the Gemara. If Tefillah B'Zman is a mitzvah, is there a mitzvah stam to be tevil, a mitzvah saseh deraisa, to be tevil when it's time to be tevil, Tefillah B'Zman a mitzvah? Or no, there's no din of Tefillah B'Zman a mitzvah. So the Mordechai says that Machlokes is toloi if you could be tevil, if an Inder could be tevil on Shabbos. If you hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, then a nida could be tevil on Shabbos. But if you hold tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah, then a nida cannot be tevil on Shabbos. So if you're Rabbeinu Chananel and the other rishonim that hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so then a nida could be tevil on Shabbos. And if you're Rabbeinu Tam that doesn't hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, then a nida cannot be tevil on Shabbos. This is in the Mordechai, in Hilchos Nida, which is at the end of Masechet Shavuos. And the Ikkar Shmuz is brought in the Tur in Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin and the Beis Yosef there. And the Beis Yosef has two Aris. First of all, he says, Avada we paskin that tefillah b'zman a lav mitzvah. V'horayim. Because you see that when the Baal is out of town, the Nashim aren't tevil. The only tevil when the husband's in town, and it's necessary to be tevil to become a teres l'baila. But when the Baal is out of town, they're not tevil. Who would then unmarried women are not tevil? So you see clearly that the sugi da'alma, the psak halacha, is tefillah b'zman a mitzvah. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, so then the women would have to be tevil even if the husband's out of town, and l'chayr, even if they're not married. There's also another nakuda, that l'chayr tefillah b'zman a mitzvah means on the actual day that she could become tar. Now midaraisa, normally when a isha is rayadam, she's a nida. She's tummy for 7 days. Even if she sees all 7 days, she's a nida. She's mechieves to be tevil. If you hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah at the end of the 7 days, I mean there are banan. We'd count zayin nekiim even by anida. V'chayshish we get mixed up, and maybe she's really a zava. So l'chayr it's not b'zmana. The earliest time that anida could be tevil is after the zayin nekiim, and that's not b'zmana. So we're missing in the tefillah b'zmana. Also, even if you would hold tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, that l'chayr shouldn't apply today, which we can't be tevil earlier, because Chazal said you have to wait Zayin Nekiim, and after Zayin Nekiim, L'chayr it's not b'zmana. So for that alone, it sounds like the Mordechai held, the Rishonim held, that once Midrabanan, they said that you have to be tevil after Zayin Nekiim, that becomes the zmana, l'gabei tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. But al kaponim, the Beis Yosef has the ara, how can we possibly pass in tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, so then L'chayr the Nashim would have to be tevil even when the husband's out of town, and l'chayr even when they're not married, and that nobody does. But the Beis Yosef says he doesn't see the problem by being tevil in Shabbos. Our Gemara says that Adam could be tevil. Adam is nearer can maker. So the Gemara in Beitz mefurish that even if it's not bizmana, and that's also another nekuda. If you hold that the reason why you could be tevil in Shabbos is tefillah bizmana mitzvah, l'chayr the only time you could be tevil is one that's mana, one that's the earliest time to be tevil. But if she could have been tevil earlier, the isha could have been tevil earlier and she wasn't, so it's not bismana, so she wouldn't be allowed to be tevil in Shabbos l'kuli alma. But the Beis Yosef says that Gemara is before not the way. Now Gemara says that Adam is nirik a maker. Adam is nirik a maker is no misakin, and the male, there's no problem with tefillah altogether. Because Agamara brought four reasons why he can't be tevil kalim, and the first three taimim of Eitzah, of Schita, and of Gzeirah Shemayisha don't apply at all to Adam. There's no Eitzah, there's no Schita, and Adam, like Rashi says, there's no Gzeirah Shemayisha, rather a person won't be Mashiach's Tumah for the time that it's convenient. And the Tama Masakin, the Gemara says, Kashi Hachi Adam Nami, the Gemara says, Nirik a maker, you don't see a Masakin, you think he's being maker. So the Beis Yosef doesn't see any problem at all with the Adam being Tevil, Isha being Tevil on Shabbos, even though we don't pass in Tefillah b'zman mitzvah, and even if it's not the Zman, Shtam, she could be Tevil, and that's the Psaka of Beis Yosef, and that's the Psaka of Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Moshe brings a Chumash Edeshen that says that maybe we don't have a Nirik a maker here b'chalal, because in the times of Chazal, there was an Inyan of Nirik a maker, because the person was allowed to go swimming on Shabbos and Yantif, he was allowed to take a bath, he was allowed to cool off, take a dip in some water in order to cool off, so fine. But today there's a minhag kavua that we do not go swimming, we don't take a bath, even a cold bath, on Shabbos and Yantif, because of a chashash schita. That's the minhag. The minhag is we never do such a thing. So memela, you don't have the nirik maker anymore. So since you don't have the nirik maker, that's the problem. That's why the Rishonim hold there should be an issa to be tevil on Shabbos, even though Ag Gemara says it's mutal, it's nirik maker. But there still should be an issa to be tevil on Shabbos. The problem is, lefizah, so why is it mutter if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah? Why would that make it mutter? Mordechai clearly says, lefizah the Rishonim that hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, it's mutter. So ken zayin the pshat is that the whole Isser of Nirik Masakin is also if you don't hold the Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. But Kalim could be, there's no din of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. There's a Mashoya, which is Mashmah, there is, but all the Achrayim argue on him. There's no Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah by Kalim. And by Adam, that the Gemara was saying that you need the Svar of Nirik Maker is when it's not Zmana, or if you don't hold the Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. But if you hold the Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, the Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah will be Deicha, the Gzeiris Chazal, not to be Tevil. And even when you don't have Nirik Maker, it wouldn't be a problem to be tevil on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The problem is, the Gemara is not mashman that way, because the Gemara said the Svar of Nirik HaMaker, and the Gemara asked the Kasha, that what about on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, there's no Nirik HaMaker. Tenech v'Shabbos Yom Kippur Ma'ikel HaMemer. So the Gemara says the Svar that once it's Mutter on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you have Nirik HaMaker, it's a Hoyel. Hoyel v'Shabbos Shara B'Kippur Namishara. Even though Yom Kippur you don't have the time of Nirik HaMaker, Yom Kippur can't be Muhammad and Shabbos. Since Shabbos is Mutter, and Shabbos Yitaka have the time of Nirik HaMaker, so Yom Kippur also have the time of Nirik HaMaker. The Gemara discusses if you say the Svar of Hayul or not. The Gemara says Rava was Chayzer. And the Gemara says you have a Raya that the Psak Halacha is you do say the Svar of Hayul, because it says in the Braisa, Kol Chai V'Tfilis Tevlin Kedarkam Bein B'Tishu B'Av Bein B'Yem Kippur. If you're Mechuyiv to be Tevil, you could be Tevil Stamazai Sayan Tishu B'Av Sayan Yom Kippur. Why don't you have the problem of Nirik HaMasakin Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a Issa Tikkun. Teretz says, must be, there's a Svar of Hayil. And you say Nirik HaMaker, even Yom Kippur. Because since Shabbos, you have a Nirik HaMaker. So Yom Kippur also you have a Nirik HaMaker. You don't really have, but you could be matter it anyway. Nirik HaMidi, the B'Shabbos, Sharbing Purim Masa, like the Gemara says. So Teretz and Shabbos asks the Kasha. What's the Kasha from the Brais Arai that you say Hayil? This Brais Al Karcha calls Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. They got a ganz of sugya and yuma about it, but there's a good tzad to say that this brayse is going with the tzad of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. That since tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so meila, that's why you're allowed to be tevil on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, because the mitzvah of tefillah b'zman mitzvah is deicha the din inoy of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, that's why it's mutter for Adam to be tevil. Mashenkin, if you hold mashenkin, if you don't have tefillah b'zman, if it's not a tefillah b'zman, or if you hold tefillah b'zman lav mitzvah, then it's taka also because you don't have Nirik HaMaker on Yom Kippurim and you don't say Hayil. That's for Teis and Shabbos. And for Teis and Shabbos. And the Gemara in Emdon, that even if you hold Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah, it's still also for an Adam to be Tevil Mitumasai without the Sor of Nirik HaMaker. The din of Nirik HaMasakin, the Malacha, the Shvus of Tefillah of Nirik HaMasakin overrides the din of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. even though tefillah b'zman mitzvah overrides the din inoy of Yom Kippurim and Tisha B'av, and you're allowed to be tevil and emkim and Tisha B'av al tzeisur of rechitza mitzad the inoy, but if there's an iser tefillah mitzad m'sakin mana, that would apply even if you're tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So since it's takin oisah on Yom Kippur, Vaistai says an irik can make even in Kippurim, even if you don't have it, because you have the sort of ha'olah b'shar m'shar b'mikpurim shar. That's what it says in Taisin Shabbos. So it's mavur in Taisin Shabbos, and the charetz mukhaf on the sugya, that if wouldn't be for the svar of nirik can make, even tefillah b'zman mitzvah won't be matter tefillah, because otherwise, what's the right of Yom Kippur? Why don't you just say the price goes like a man the yam, but tefillah b'zman mitzvah? Vaistai says that's not enough to be matter. So once again, left with this problem, mimanav shach. If you hold that there is a nirik maker today, legabi tefillas nida, then you don't need the svar tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The Gemara is talking about where the Adam was already tummy from before, because the Gemara says the Mishnah brings a machlokes beishami misul. Beishami says my tefillah is a koil milfnei Shabbos, and misulam koil milfnei Shabbos v'adam mishabbos. Vayis says clearly you could be tevil before Shabbos. That's what beishami says you do. You tevil everything before Shabbos. Vayis says with the cloaker we're talking hacham b'mayiskinon that he already could have been tevil before Shabbos, and still beisulah says you could be tevil b'shabbos. Vayis says even without the sort of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, because the chayr it's not b'zmana, because he could have been tevil erev Shabbos, it's mutal tzniri kemeker. So the Dagamash is mitzad that such a thing, that the Gemara near Kimaker is only b'tziv tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, but that's what the Achrayinim are bothered with. The Chayah Gemara is not talking about b'zmana. The Gemara is talking about he could have been tevil before. That's what it says. B'shamim tefillah m'tzkaom l'fnei Shabbos. So that's the problem with saying that you have the svar of near Kimaker and you still need the svar of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. Elam, are you going to say like the Chumash Sadeshin, that Heintig Etzayim, we don't have the svar of near Kimaker, because since nobody takes a bath on Shabbos, that's the minute. So we use the svar of nirik maker. So what does it help tefillah b'zman mitzvah? First of all, we don't seem to pass in tefillah b'zman mitzvah. V'haraya, we're not tevil unless the husband's in town. So it seems we don't pass in tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Second of all, like we mentioned, there's a problem. It's not really b'zman because we count zayin nikiyah. But third of all, l'chayyad is sugyas mavur that if there's no svar of nirik maker, like on Yom Kippur, so even if you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, it'll still be aser. And that's how the Gemara brought a raya that you say this svar of hoyel, because the Gemara held that tefillah b'zman mitzvah wouldn't be matter. And that's what it says in the Furish and Taiz and Shabbos and Nafkuf Yin Aleph and Lechayit Tzmuch from the Sugya. So if you don't have near Kameka, Lechayit should be aser no matter what. There's a big problem. But Allah Lameisa, the Mechaba, like we said, paskins that it's mutta stamazai, without tefillah b'zman, without anything, stam, Adam is near Kameka, there's no problem being tevil, and neither could be tevil on Shabbos. And the Ramah throws in the sheet and it says that the only time a nida could be tevelos on Shabbos is when she couldn't be tevel before. Because you have to come on to the swear of tefillah b'zman and mitzvah in order for the nida to be able to be tevel on Shabbos. And if she could be tevel before, you don't have the swear of tefillah b'zman and mitzvah, and she can't be tevel. And the Ramah says it depends on the minig. If the minig is like this halacha, so then you have to keep this minig, and she can't be tevel on Shabbos if she was able to be tevel before. If there's no minig, so then he says you could be maker like the mechaber, you could be maker at stam shig with tevel and Shabbos, even shig with tevel before. Nachrayim speak about it. That's minigay tefillah's nida. Nachrayim also speak about the tefillah of a balkeri, and who would in the tefillah of a man who stam not a balkeri, who stam being tevel for Taisus Kedusha. The Magen Avram is a shtickle steer Magen Avram, in Simon Kuf Chav Ches, where the halacha of Nesias Kapayim is. The other Magen Avraham brings a minig that Kahanim were not Meshamish Mitasim on Yom Tov because they didn't want to be a Valkyrie and they wouldn't be allowed to be Tevil. So the Magen Avraham seems to them on that there is a problem of a Valkyrie being Tevil on Yom Tov because, and that's why the Kahanim were Machman not to, at least there was some minig, not to Meshamish Mitasim on Yom Tov because they wanted a Duchen, they didn't want to be Duchen when the Tameh, even though Mikra didn't allow them a Stama. They didn't want to duchen when they're tamei, and they had a problem being tevil on yantif if they were tamei. The Bialocha in Simon Shinchav Gimel has two tainas on this. He has a taina that we find the Gemara, even the Gabbai Kalim, that have the problem of Nirikim Misakin, it's only us by a Kli Shinitma Be'erev Yantif. A Kli Shinitma Be'yantif is mutter. So even if the Magen Avraham is going like the Chumash Sadeshin, that today we don't have any Nirikim Maker, because today there's a minig not to take baths in Shabbos and Yontif, so we don't have a nirikim maker. But if he was mishamish on Yontif, so it's like he was nitma b'yontif. By nitma b'yontif, even kalim, we have the nirikim misak and it's mutter. So what's the pshat that the kanim were nizir? He says two possible terutzim. One svar, he says, they only were matir klish and ibn biyantiv because they were oisik and tyrus. They were oisik and tyrus, so mela, they didn't want that a kli tami should be around. So there they were makel by the klish and ibn biyantiv that they weren't geyser on that. And he says, Taisus says a similar svar in the Taisus Maskel Kol Chai V'Tfilas, that when they were oisik and tyrus, they were more makel because they didn't want a kli tami to hang around. Mashen came, so that wouldn't apply today. We were not oisik but tyrus. So the Gzeir would apply even to Nitma B'yantiv. He says another Svara, that Bemis and Taisa says, B'dir Maskel V'Shavin, that the Mishnah says that you could take a Kli Evan and put Tamei water in a Kli Evan and do a Shaka with the Tamei water in a Kli Evan. In fact, Taisa, why do you need a Kli Evan? Why can't this Vaisa say you needed a Kli that's not Makabal Tumah? Why? What's wrong if the Kli is Makabal Tumah? Lamaisitz, it's becoming Tamei on Yamtiv. So let's say you have tummy water, and you put the tummy water in a kli, in a kli which is makabel tumah, a kli eitz or a kli matkas which is makabel tumah, and you do a shak in that. What's wrong with that? Elamai, because now you're being tevil the kli, but what's wrong? The kli was tummy and yamtiv. So Taisa says a svara, you can't make the kli tummy and yamtiv to be tevil it. If it happens to become tummy and yamtiv, you could be tevil it. But the chetkila to make it tummy and yamtiv to be tevil it, that you're not going to do. So now that would explain the kahanim that weren't mishamish, even though if they happened to become tamei and yantif, they could be taivul. But lechatchila to mitami yourself and yantif, al das that you'll be taivul, that you're not allowed to do. Those are the two sorrows, he says. Now, kapanim, near the Magen Avraham is cheshish lechumra. And like we said, even though the Gemara says nirukim misakin, because you have the chumas adeshin sorrow, that today you don't have the sorrow of nirukim maker. But the Magen Avraham in Simin Shinchav Gimel, he says that just like you find the heter of vlana tumma, you have a heter of a kli that's nitma with a tumma derabanan. They weren't geyser. So who would in a balkevi, which is only derabanan, they weren't geyser. To be halacha and simin shinchav gimel is bothered, but the tumma's keri is a tumma deraisa. He matters with it. I think the teretz is pashit because you're not being misakin anything on the deraisa level, because mi deraisa anyway tumma meis. So mi deraisa even after the tefillah you're still going to be tumma tumma's meis. So you're just as tumma mi deraisa after the tefillah is before the tefillah. What you masakin is, you don't have the tumas keri anymore. You don't have the tumah yetsim and gufay, which is only negayah to their abundance. That's like a tumah their abundance. That's what I think the pshad is. Akapanim, there the Magen Avraham is misadad lahakil because it's only a tumah their abundance. But the guy in there, in Shinchav Gimel, he's talking mitzadad to me machmir. He's mitzadad to me machmir. He holds that it's also for a balkeri to be tevil from his tumah on Shabbos. The Bialach is bothered with the Gayan. What's the pshat that it's awesome to have to on Shabbos? He became Nitma b'Shabbos. He said he's Svaris, but he's bothered a bissel. I think could be the Achrayim had this diik that we mentioned in the previous year, that these kulis of Nitma b'Erev Yantif and Nitma b'Vlana Tumah, and these kulis, the Rambam only brings it down in Hilchas Yantif, because the Rambam in Hilchas Yantif holds that the Issat Tfilas Gzeir Shem Yishe, and mainly brings down all these kulis, Nitma b'Yantif. You don't have Shem Yishe. You couldn't have been tevil earlier. Vlana Tumah, they weren't Geizah Shem B'Yishah like Taisa explains earlier. Mashenkein, by Hilchas Shabbos, there he says the Yisr is Alts Tikkun, Alts Shem, that is nearer Kimasakin, and there he doesn't bring that any coolest. Achrayna Mashagas, I is Medayik this way, the Marsha, Eifenart, like we spoke in the previous year. So Lefiza, it's good the Gayin, that the Gayin didn't have any cooler Lagambe, Balkeri, because you don't have the kula of Nitma B'Shabbos, you don't have the kula of Vlana Tumah, because the Tumah Shabbos, so the Simin Shinchav Gimel, Hilchas Shabbos, you don't necessarily have any kulas. But that's a sheet that's a Gayin, that the Gayin holds that it's also to Balkeri to be Tevil on Shabbos. The Maisat, B'Alacha says that Reva Chayinim argue, and that's the Psak Alacha, they hold that there's no Isser. And could be part of it is because we hold that the Balkeri is mutter to daven and to learn. It's only a Chumr, so maybe could be this Bechal no Tikkun. It's a bechalal tikkun. It's more than just their abundance. That's a little bit like we're going to discuss. Matvila mikav legav mechabur lechabur. It's a bechalal no tikkun. Al kaponim. That's what the achrayim paskin. Rav achrayim paskin that way. That it's mutter for a balkeri to be tevil. The Bi'alacha points out that if he's not tamei bechalal, if it's just a tefila for extra kedusha, taisus kedusha, so then lechayit is not no problem. That's already like matvila mikav legav mechabur lechabur. We're not being tevil for tumah bechalal. He's not being tevil to meisiv kedusha. That's pesklum. Not a problem. But the Bi'alacha himself recommends not being tevil if you're not tamei, because since you're not tamei, you don't really need the tefila. So you have to be chayish for the issus schita. A lot of people are tevil, like I mentioned. The Rizal says to be tevil, and like we said, the Bi'alacha is masking the ikur din. It's not a problem. He's just chayish for a problem of schita. because since you don't need it. And one last nekuda about tefillah's ger. We mentioned this earlier. The Gemara in Yevamah Staf in Vav and Beis says that a ger can't be tovel on Shabbos. And the Gemara says it's not misakin. And the Rishonim already asked the kasha, why is the Gemara says the problem of misakin? The Gemara here says it's svar of nirukim maker. So Tosfos here says that since you need the bezin to be there so that people see that he's not being maker, we mentioned the Bialocha says that that's totally in a shaila. If a situational reason why it's not nirukim maker, is that enough to aser or not? If punked in your situation, he discussed l'gabe making a bracha on the tvila. We mentioned that in the previous shiur. We mentioned the Rajma and the Tosfos Shanim and Yevamah say because it's a bigger tikkun. It's a much bigger tikkun. Stam becoming Torah is not as big a tikkun as becoming a yid. Such a big tikkun, you don't say nirukim maker. And the Rambam, at least the way some are chayim learn the Rambam, is it shot a whole new din that applies like being done a din on Shabbos. The bounty need the bezin there. The bezin it's like a psak alok. It's like a psak from a bezin. It's like a done din b'Shabbos, which is also gzeir shem yichtav inalad be done dinim on Shabbos. The Bach brings kama rishayim that hold that it's mutter to be tevil. He said that the Rif and the Rush don't bring b'chlal this din and the tur. Do not bring this din that a tefillah's ger you don't do on Shabbos. And he brings rishayim the Bahag, the smag brings the Bahag that you're allowed to be tevil again on Shabbos. They hold that there's a machlek, it's a two gemaras. The gemara Nivamis holds that there's an issur for Adam to be tevil on Shabbos. That Tana held that way, but this gemara came out, the Fibay Sil, it's mutter. And that's the psak, so a ger is allowed to be tevil on Shabbos. So Lamaisa the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said a ger can't be tevil on Shabbos. And the reason why I don't say Neri can make her is either because the Bezdin's, like we said, the three reasons in the Taisa says because the Bezdin's there, so you see it's not can make her. And the Rajba and the Taisa Shanim say because the bigger tikkun. And the Rambam, the Mashmaris Rambam, the Bach is Marich about this. It's like a din. It's like a din b'Shabbos. So that's why the Rambam says that you can't have a tefillas ger on Shabbos, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And now let's see the Gemara in Daf Yutes. Gemara starts, Daf Yutes, the Menala from the top, Taner Rabbanon, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yantif, Eim Tefillin Eisei Bein Hashmashis. That the Isser of being Tevil, the Keli, on Yantif applies also to Bein Hashmashis. It's also an Isser Bein Hashmashis. And Rav Shem and Shizuri, Eim Af B'choyel Eim Tefillin Eisei, Nei Shetzarech Erev Shemesh. You can't be Tevil at Bein Hashmashis in the weekdays also, because you're not able to use it, you need Harav Shemesh, and if it's already Bein Hashmashis, it's already a Suffolk, maybe already the day is gone, you'll have to wait for tomorrow for Harav Shemesh, and that's why you cannot be Tevil at Bein Hashmashis, like the Gemara will explain. So first, the sheet of the Tanakama. So the emphasis is a steer in Rashi, why you're not allowed to be Tevil at Bein Hashmashis. Rashi right away says, if Neshu is Suffolk Laila, v'nim samatvil b'yamtif, you're not allowed to do it because it's a Suffolk Laila. And it comes out, you're being Tevil on Yantiv, just like the Mishnah says, even according to Basili, and I'll be Matvil Kalim on Yantiv. That Isser applies to Bein Hashmashis also, because it's a Suffolk Yantiv. That's what Rashi says, firstly. But then, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, when the Gemara explains why the Rabbanan allow you to be Tevil B'chayil, the Gemara, Rashi says, Divya Maskel made the other, the boy Harav Shemesh, Rashi says, Hilchach Bein Hashmashis to Yantiv Aser. Therefore, you can't be matful at Bein Hashmashis of Yantiv, because you're being matful at Yantiv Shaloy Litzayrich. So Rashi throws in something. Before Rashi says, Stam, because it's a Suffolk Lila, Venimsa matful Yantiv, nothing to do with Shaloy Litzayrich. You have the regular Issa being matful Yantiv. But later Rashi says of art, that it's because since you anyway need Harav Shemesh, and you're anyway not going to have Harav Shemesh, so you're being matful Yantiv Shaloy Litzayrich. Why did Rashi change it? Why can't you just stam say? Because it's in Issa, because it's Suffolk Yantiv, nothing to do with Shalai Litzayrich. So the Marsha says, that's totally on the Machlekes, if you guys are in Shus Ben Hashmashis, the emphasis the Mishnah says in Mehmed Likin, Suffolk Hashecha, Suffolk Ein Hashecha, Eim Advila Mesakalim, Eim Asher Mesakalim, Eim Asher Nesavadev, Eim Advila Mesakalim. You can't take Maisi, you can't do Tvilas Kalim, even though it's a Shus, there were guys in Shus Ben Hashmashis. But the Gemara there says, that it goes like the Rabbanan, Rebbe holds, and this is how we pass it, there weren't guys in Shus Ben Hashmashis. So you're allowed to do the Rabbanan's Ben Hashmashis. So if you hold that there weren't guys in Shus Ben Hashmashis, so why can't you be mindful of the Kalim Ben Hashmashis? So Rashi says, because it's not going to help. It's Shalai Litzayrich, because anyone need Harav Shemesh. But the Marsha is bothered. Why is it exactly Shalai Litzayrich? And a Charami, you can't use it for Truma, but you can use it for Chulin and for Meiser. A Kli that needs Harav Shemesh, a Kli that's a Tzvul Yoyim, it's Matame Truma, but for Chulin and Meiser it's good. And Rashi himself said that on Daf Yud Ches, that in the chiluk between the Avatum and the Vladatum, he brings the Yesh Mefarshim that a Vladatum doesn't need Harav Shemesh, that if we can be Matful, but an Avatum needs Harav Shemesh, so it's Shalai Letzerich. And Rashi is not true, he can be Mishdamish at Chulin. And the Mashal is Mefalpal about this question. He blames the Bissel Letzerichim, but he's Mefalpal about it, Ayin Shom. A lot of Achreinim speak about it. Notably the Shagas Ayin, Simon and Zion, he wants to say like this. He wants to say with Tumah two different Bein HaShmoshes. The Bein HaShmoshes of Yom Tif, meaning the Bein HaShmosh where Yom Tif is coming in, there that's also because of Safik Lail of Nimsa Matful Beyond Tif. That's not also because it's Shalai Letzerich. That's also because we're going like the Mount Yom and they were guys on Shus Bein HaShmoshes. Rashi over here was saying because we're including in Bein HaShmoshes the Bein HaShmoshes of Mitzah Yom Tif. The Bein HaShmoshes of Mitzah Yom Tif, the Bein HaShmoshes of Yom Tif is coming out. There's where he says Shalai Letzerich, but he explains. If it's a pshat, not exactly what he said, if it's a pshat, they're about to go, he's a Shvus Bein HaShmoshes, and you don't need another tam. It's the same Shvus Bein HaShmoshes coming in and coming out. But he wants to say like this, he wants to say that according to Rav Bivi, even if you hold that you weren't Geizer on Shvus Bein HaShmoshes, but if it's a Gzeir of Shem Yisha, that they were Geizer Bein HaShmoshes also, because you still have the time of Shem Yisha for Bein HaShmoshes. That's what the Shagas Sari says. So Mela, by Avatuma, where you have the Inyan of Shem Yisha, that you have Bein HaShmoshes because it's Safik Laila. Mashenge Bevladatum and B'chal, you don't have the Inyan of Shem Yisha. So there, it would be Mutter, but the reason why Bein HaShmoshes of Mitzah Yom Tov is no good is that's because it's Shalai Letzerich. That's in the Mephapel, other Achreinim, Musa Seir, the Pshat, the Mais is a Bissel Shver. There's an interesting Tzlach. The Tzlach says like this. The Tzlach says, the Braisa says, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yom Tov Eimant Vilan Eiser Bein HaShmoshes. A kli that becomes tamei erev yontif that you can't be matful bein hashmoshes. Why does it have to say kli shenitma me'erev yontif? Vishlai men vilan eisa beyontif. So then you have two cases. You have a kli shenitma me'erev yontif, and you have a kli which is nitma beyontif. So that's what the original brisa on Daf Yud Ches says: kli shenitma me'erev yontif and mitvilan eisa beyontif. Mashein kein kli shenitma itomer mitvilan bein hashmoshes. So of course it was nitva. Of course it was nitma erev yontif. It was nitma yontif. It's ready nitma after bein hashmoshes. So zak the tzlach. It's coming lafuke, if the kli was nitman, bein hashmoshes, then you could be matful of bein hashmoshes. And he says two reasons. First of all, he says, because it's lay shchicha. Just like the Gemara said that kli shenitma b'yamtif is a milsa de lay shchicha, so who then bein hashmoshes is also a milsa de lay shchicha. That's one of his pshatim. But then he says another pshat, because it's a svek sveka. If the kli was nitman bein hashmoshes, then you be matful of bein hashmoshes, you have a svek sveka. Could be, it's not yamtif yet. So we may only allow to be mindful of it. Imtim slayim it's yamtif already. It could be the kli was nitma on yamtif already. Because it could be when the kli was nitma bein hashmoshes, it was also yamtif. So you have a svek sveka. If now it's not yamtif, it's mutter. And even if now it is yamtif, but if the kli was nitma on yamtif, it's mutter. So with the svek sveka, it's mutter. That's what the tzlach says. You have a shmuz like this in Rabbi Kivega. He says it in Siman Tav Tzadik Hei. It's also in a tshuva, which we have in the... It's printed in the Chedushim on Nedarim on Daf Samach Tes. That the question was, are you allowed to do a malacha bein hashmoshes for bein hashmoshes? Let's say you want to do something bein hashmoshes, you light a light a candle bein hashmoshes to read bein hashmoshes. Do you have to be chayshish? Maybe when you light it, it's yomtiv. And when you're using it, it's very eis yomtiv. It's when bein hashmoshes levafuke yayma. So you have to be chayshish, maybe when you light it, it's yamtif, and when you're using it, it's ready ice yamtif, because the whole bein hashmoshes is all a suffix. At any second, it could be that's the second that it turns from yamtif to ice yamtif. So maybe if you do a malacha bein hashmoshes, to use the bein hashmoshes, maybe the time you did the malacha, it was yamtif, and the time that you're using it was ice yamtif already, so mele will be aser. Rikvega says, the chayav is sveka. Suffix that maybe when you're doing it, it's ready ice yamtif. And Imtet Zalim is Yantif when you're doing it. Maybe when you're being Nenif, it's also Yantif. So maybe you have a Svek Sveka. But he's telling a child of a Svek Sveka of Dava Sheish Lematirim. He says it depends. He says that the Paiskum Amavur, that when doing a Malacha, because of a Svek Sveka, that might be Dava Sheish Lematirim, because you could do the same thing afterwards. So it's a Dava Sheish Lematirim. So he says that the Paiskum Amachriya by Durabbanans, it's mutter by svek sveka by davar sheish lematirim. Only a suffik derabbanan davar sheish lematirim is aser, but a svek sveka by derabbanans by davar sheish lematirim is mutter. But by deraisas, a svek sveka is aser by davar sheish lematirim. So come to some lacha deraisa, he's mitzadet that it's aser. He says v'loy v'isi that the paiskim am ma'ir that, b'tzarech in. He's not sure. He says, l'chayit ha'paiskim should mention it. But that's what Rabbi Kivega says. A lot of Heintiga Svarim speak about it. It's a lot of the Mayim Mekaymas are in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas on Simen Tuf Kuf Gimel. Like upon him, you see that the Neidbidu also held it as Svek Sveka. He held it came out for the Kli that was Nitma, Ben HaShmashis, came out for Ben HaShmashis because maybe it was Nitma, maybe now it's not Yantif, and in Tislaim it's Yantif, maybe it was Nitma and Yantif, but here it's Taka Derabanan, so maybe you don't have the problem with Davish Shesh Matirin because it's a Derabanan, so it's a Svek Sveka by Derabanan. Yeah, Al-Kabana Rizlevaita, the Gemara teaches of Shimon Shizuri that we're talking about somebody who has a Kli in his hand and he's running. Ben Hashmash is to be Tevelet, and it's a Machlaikis. One man, the Amma, holds if he's running, Kumtes, he knows he needs Harav Shemesh, because why is he rushing so much? He knows he needs Harav Shemesh. Ah, he got there too late. He missed his man. It's already after Shki, it's already Ben Hashmash. But good. If he ran, Vaistis, he knows it's Ben Hashmash, so Mel, you don't have to stop him. He knows that there's a din, he needs Harav Shemesh. He happened to get there too late. He figures he'll be Tevel now, wait till tomorrow. Hashem and the other man, the Yom, says, no, he's running for his malacha. You don't have a raya that he knows that it's Bein HaShemashis. That's what the Rabbanan said to Rabba. The Rabbanan, Bei Rava said. And Rava said, no, that if he was running, everyone's maskim that he knows. The question is that he already asked the Shaila about Pachas Mikadosh. He didn't know. So you see, he doesn't know halachas. Oh, the Shaila is, do you say, since he doesn't know that, he doesn't know about Bein HaShemashis or no? Maybe he does know about Ben Hashmashis because you see that he's running. It's mashma klal that everyone's masking if he's not running and he's not being tevel at Ben Hashmashis, you have to stop him because if he's being tevel at Ben Hashmashis, vaistes, he doesn't know about the din of Harav Shemesh, and you have to stop him because he doesn't know about the din of Harav Shemesh. So the Tzlach says, I'm very bothered by the sugi effect, the Tzlach. What do you mean you have to stop him? What does it mean? Ein matvilin oisei b'chel, you're not allowed to be matvil kelim. In other words, if you see someone doing it, you have to stop him. It doesn't mean manavshach. If you're talking to the guy himself, Manavshech. If the guy knows the halacha that you can't be matful ben Hashmash, so he'll also know the halacha of Harav Shemesh. It doesn't pay to tell him, don't be matful ben Hashmash. You have to tell him, you have to know about Harav Shemesh. So Teretz says, Rashi says, "In one rain, other a matful kli ben Hashmash, and it's tzrichim agzirei v'limchis b'yodim, neisharach Harav Shemesh." It did on the one who sees him, he has to stop him from doing it. Fait tzlach Manavshech. If the guy is going to explain to him that he needs Harav Shemesh, and now he knows that he needs Harav Shemesh, so then he doesn't have to stop him from being matvil. Let him be matvil. Now he knows you need Harav Shemesh. You told him. Elamai, the guy, didn't tell him that you need Harav Shemesh. So then Vaita, what's it going to help? He stops him from doing it Bein HaShemashis. So good, so he'll do it after Bein HaShemashis. And again, he won't do Harav Shemesh. Vaita Mechates will do Harav Shemesh. If he doesn't know you need Harav Shemesh, if you see from the fact that he's being matvil Bein HaShemashis that he doesn't know about that you need Harav Shemesh, so what's it going to help to stop him from being matvil Bein HaShemashis? If you tell him that you need Harav Shemesh, so good, so now he knows. So again, he can be matvil Bein HaShemashis. Elamai, you don't tell him. So good, so even if you stop him from being matful Ben Hashmashis, whenever he'll be matful, he won't wait till Harav Shemesh. So he says, so he thought that maybe the pshat was Ibnei Aroyim. You can't be matful of Kli Ben Hashmashis because other people will think that you don't need Harav Shemesh. But he says, but that's not that shver, because the Gemara is Mavur, that it's this guy who asked about Pachas Mikadosha, that's the question whether you have to stop him. No one knows if he asked about Pachas Mikadosha or not. But he says, if a person knows the halacha, he's allowed to be matful of Ben HaShemashis, if he knows the halacha. The only question is, if you have someone, and you have a reason to think he doesn't know halacha, you have to stop him. So that's fair, like this like us. You don't have to stop him, you have to tell him about Ben HaShemashis. You have to tell him about Harav Shemesh. Manashech, if you tell him about Harav Shemesh, then he knows about it. So why do you don't have to stop him? And if you don't tell him about Harav Shemesh, it doesn't pay to stop him. The effect is like your life, Sarachim. Yeah, right though. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Matvila migav l'gav, v'michabur l'chabur. There's two pshatim in the Rishayim what this means. It's a shaila in the Girsa. The Gemara brings a brisa. Ketsa megav l'gav. Eretzalah says gita agav kadai. Kadai agav gita. That's the Girsa we have. There's another Girsa in the Rishayim of badai. So according to Rashi, and the aside is like this. If a person was matful kalim in order to press wine, and then he decides to press olives, and he's matful it again because it was only matful for wine and not for olives, that's mutter. And Rashi says, Avarit, the reason why it's mutter is because it's like tzricha, it's not a tikkun kli, because you don't need this tefillah. That's why it's mutter, you don't need the tefillah. The tefillah is a tefillah, the light tzricha. The Shita Mukubetzes, B'Shem Mayrei, and the Chedusha Ra'ah, the Mashmilit Rashi Kepshutai. You don't need the tefillah altogether. You don't need it. L'chayr, they mean that there is a makam to be machmeh. If it's tamas ashtus palma, it's like perfectly tar. So what's the difference if you did it for wine, for oil? Then pshita ma'ika mashmulan. You're stamping tayvul atar keli. L'chayr, that's not the pshat. L'chayr, the pshat is that there is some sort of a reason why he's being matvulit. Basically. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says that you have to say that it's taka that he needs it midrabanan. Come at a tremendous chiddush. The Rashba says, "What's the shver?" The Mishnah Chagiga says different things that are ma'ila derabanan. So then, if matvul a keli for oil and you want to use it for wine, that's a ma'ila derabanan. The same thing chabur lechabur. Rashi learns it means that he wanted a matvul to be in one chabur and then he decided to go to another chabur, so he's matvul it again. But it's both for kachim. But that's a very big chiddush, because forget, we don't find such a mile anywhere in Shas. We don't find the chazal matzuch such a mile. And this gemara is not so mashmeh or matzuch the mile. It's not because you're changing from wine to oil, or you're changing from one chabur to another chabur, but both for kachim. In chagigi, you have the mile that if you're matful for chulin, you have to need another tefillah for maisa. If you're matful for maisa, you have another tefillah for truma. If you're matful for truma, you need another tefillah for kachim. But don't say if you stop switching the liquids from wine to oil, you're switching both kachim from one chabur to another chabur, there's a maila. But that's what the Rashba learns. So there's a maila derabanan. So we have two pshatim in Rashi. There are, and the Gematzis learns kapshuta loit tzricha, you don't need a bechlal. Maybe it means that there's a chumra of some sort, but you don't need it, tak, it's not necessary. And the Rashba sounds like you tak, you need it, minarabanan misha maila. The Rambam learns that we're talking about when you're going from chulin to maisa, like the says in Chagiga, that if you're matful for chulin and then you want to use it for maisa, you need another tefillah mishamayla. And chabur lechabur usi learns that you want to go from truma to kachim, from one kedusha to another kedusha, where is a din that you take and need a tefillah. And the Rambam explains the svar. The Rashi also brings the same shah from Abayna Chananel. That's what we have in the Rach on the side. And the Rambam explains because it's not tamei, you're just doing it for a taisvis kedusha, taisvis tara. So the Pashas, what it means is that even if you need the tefillah, even if the tefillah is being mel, you need the tefillah, but since the tefillah is not removing any tumah, even though you need the tefillah al smila, that's not called tikkun kli. It's not removing tumah, it's not called tikkun kli. We mentioned the previous year, the Bialocha wants a shtel tzu, that tefillah's kel chadashim can be mutter al tzistam. Even though you need the tefillah, but it's not being mesakin anything, because it's not removing tumah. The Rashash has a kasha. That why do you need that? Sayin Rashi, Sayin the Rambam, L'chayrit Shvei. The Gemara before said Mefurish that Vlana Tumah is Mutter. Even if there's a Tumah Derabanan, an actual Tumah Midarabanan, and you tevel it, it's okay. So Koshken, if he doesn't have a Tumah, even if you need it Midarabanan, or Koshken, if you don't need it altogether, it should be Mutter. What's the Chiddush of Gav L'Gav? Even a Tumah Derabanan is Mutter. Is that effect there a Shasha Kasha? Dark Kasha. Now, Kubi, the way that Chroinim learned the Rambam, like we mentioned in the previous year, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says that the time is Altz Mesaket. In Hilchas Yontif, he brings down the time of Shema Yisha. In Hilchas Yontif, he brings down all these kulas. He brings down the kul of Nitma B'Yomtif. He brings down the kul of Derabanan. He brings down the kul of Amaremis, Nidav Tavels, Bigadel. All these kulas he brings in Hilchas Yontif, not in Hilchas Shabbos. So it could be, if he's that, and they say, Mefurish, the Marsha says the Shagasariah in Simon and Vav, other Achreinim. So Ibazai, it's good. The Gemara, the mission is going on Shabbos. On Yantif, even Vanatum is Mutter. On Shabbos, Vanatum is Aser. Valgavanim, Migav, Vagav, Mechabur, Chabur, that's Mutter, even on Shabbos. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Veshame Oimrim, Meviim Shlomim, Avalayim Saimchem Aleim, Avalay Oilis. And Mesil Oimrim, Meviim Shlomim, Vailis, Vesaimchem Aleim. Two Machlaikis in the Mishnah. There's a Machlaikis about Smicha, which that Be'ez Hashem will speak about in the Shia, the following Daf and Daf Chaf. And there's a machlaikis whether you can bring Eilus and Yamtif. Be'Shami says you can only bring Shlom and Yamtif, and Be'Sil says you could also bring Eilus and Yamtif. And the Gemara brings the machlaikis Tanon. The Gemara says it's a machlaikis Tanon. Are they discussing Dafka Shalme Chagiga and Eilus Ria? Is it Dafka Shalme Chagiga that Be'Shami says it's Mudda? Because it says Shalme Chagiga, it says a Pasuk, V'Chagaisem. So the Pasuk's Ferish Mati Shalme Chagiga. But Chagiga in and Oyla Loi, and Mesilla says it says Lashem, called the Lashem, anything Lashem. But that's Dafka Shama Chagiga and Oyla Sriya. But Nedarim and Nedavis, everyone's masking me can't bring on Yantif. And there's another Tana says no, Nedarim and Nedavis also, according to Mesilla, you can bring on Yantif. So let's go into the Machlokes if you could bring Nedarim and Nedavis on Yantif according to Mesilla. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph says a svar. What's the pshat? It says they are behemah that's chetzi shel goy vechetzi shel yisrael. You light a shecht on yontif, even though part of it's going to a goy. But the avshel exayin is possible a shechita that's considered you shechting it for yourself because there's no way you could eat anything without shechita. So why is it different than a darim and a davis? The Gemara says because mishluchin gavoye kazachu. What's the svar? So Taz explains the svar in Shabbos Daf Chaf Dalad and Mebeis and Msachim Daf Hey. That the pshat is, you're not shechting it for eichel nefesh. That's what's mashma in the Gemara. You're not shechting it for eichel nefesh. You're not shechting it for yourself, b'chlal. You're shechting it straight for Hashem. The carbon is for Hashem. Now, thus, after you shecht it for Hashem, you give the whole carbon to Hashem, then Hashem allows you to eat part of it, m'shulchan gavaya kazachu. So, mela, it's not considered to be eichel nefesh. Otherwise, it's shver. What's the pshat you can ask for a shlomim? It's mamish eichel nefesh. You're mamish, you're shechting a behemah and eating the entire behemah. By a shlom, you eat the whole behemah. So why isn't it a parshat eichel nefesh, even though you burn the chaylev on the mizbech, but you eat the basar? Why isn't it considered eichel nefesh? That's what Gemara says, it's sorry, meshulchan kavaya kazachu, like Taz explains, you're not shechting for yourself, you're shechting it straight for the Eibishta. God, that you're getting the meat afterwards, that's not considered eichel nefesh. And a shayla is, why isn't it mutter to shech the darm and the davet, salt the din of mitaych? Even if it's not Echel Nefesh, but we had the Mishnah earlier in Daf Yud Beis, you could take a Sefer Torah, you could take out a Lulav. Why isn't it the Din of Mitaych? Mitaych Shehutcha Tzal Letzarech, Hutcha Shalei Letzarech. So why don't you have the same Din of Mitaych by Nedarim and Nedavis? So the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Lechem V'loi L'Gvaya. Even though it's Beishamet, it brings the Pasuk, but the Pshat is, and Taisus holds this way, that Beisil also holds that you say Lechem V'loi L'Gvaya to Asa Nedarim and Nedavis. And the pasuk of Hashem, called the Hashem, is daf gabay shalmech hagigan erlis riyah. Now, without the svara of mishulchan gavaya kazachu, you can't just stam say lechem v'le l'gvaya to ask the shlomim, because it's not l'gvaya, it's lechem. You're shechting it for yourself. Teretz says, no. That's the svara of mishulchan gavaya kazachu, that you're not shechting it for yourself. You're shechting it for Hashem. You're getting it afterwards for yourself. That's not called eichel nefesh. But now another shalom. Why don't you say mitaych, like you always say mitaych? And that the Teretz is lechem v'le l'gvaya. That lechem v'le l'gvaya is mafkir you from saying mitaych. Now, it's a machlokes rishonim on the geder hadavar, that lechem l'gvaya is mafkir mitaych. And it has to do with the Gemara earlier on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis brings the braisa, sheichat elis and davar b'yamtif is loikin. Someone who shechs on elis davar b'yamtif gets malchus, and the Gemara says that only goes like b'shamay. Because according to Beis Hillel, you say mitaych, so male, you don't get malchus v'shechting elis nedava and yamtif. That's a Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. So Rishayim asked, Taisus asks over there, what do you mean? Even Beis Hillel's masking that you're not allowed to shecht on elis nedava and yamtif. If you hold the darim and the davis is ain't craving beyamtif. So Beis Hillel's also masking that you can't shecht on elis nedava and yamtif. So Taisus there says like this, that since Be'etzim Beis Hillel holds the mitaych, it's only the zafkof and the mitaych for lechem v'loy l'gvaya. So then you wouldn't get malchus. Beishamen, it doesn't hold the mitaych altogether. So male, there is no heta bechlal for shechting an eilus nedavam. That the beishamen needs a drasha lechem l'gvaya, that could be for eilus shmiya, because otherwise you would die shen l'Hashem. But for eilus nedavam, there's no makam to be matrit bechlal. He doesn't hold the mitaych. So male, you get malchus. It's a pasha de malacha. Mashenkin, according to Beis Hillel, where be'etzim will be mutter al tzmitaych. Now you have lechem l'gvaya to be mafkiya. Lechem v'le l'gvay is an iser asay. It means it's not part of the din of malacha. Als the din of malacha is b'matid, als mitaych shutcha l'tzarech echel nefesh, shutcha shle l'tzarech echel nefesh. That is a special afkal, lechem v'le l'gvay. Lechem v'le l'gvay would be an iser asay. So that the braisa says that you get malchus, and them state that you don't hold the mitaych. If you hold the mitaych, then the iser is lechem v'le l'gvay. It's an iser asay. That sheet is tesis, that lechem v'le l'gvay is only an iser asay. The Rambam's not mashma that way. The Rambam's not mashma chilik. The Rambam will be mashma that Nedarim and Nedavis is Asir, and there'd be Malchus. So the Rashba and the Baal Amar is a different shot in the Gemara. The Rashba and the Baal Amar says that this Gemara goes like the Man Liyomah, that Nedarim and Nedavis are craving B'yamdiv. So that's why, according to Vesil, you say Mitech, because Nedarim and Nedavis are craving B'yamdiv. But ain't a chinami, like the Man Liyomah, Nedarim and Nedavis ain't craving B'yamdiv, so in the Braisa doesn't only go like B'shameh. The Braisa go like Vesil also, because Vesil doesn't hold the Mitech, Lagab, Nedarim and Nedavis. Because it's ain't craving miyantif lechem v'le l'gvaya. See, the Rashi and the Baal Amar hold lechem v'le l'gvaya is a complete afkav of mitaych. There is no mitaych anymore by eilus nedava, and mainly you get malchus, and that's the mashmash that the Rambam was so. And now it takes us as mashmash to go a third pshat. Our Taisus asks Akasha, very interesting Taisus. Our Taisus Akasha, why did they still need the Pasuk of Hashem to tell you, Kol Hashem? Anyway, they still hold the Mitaich. So why is Basil in the Pasuk Lashem to be mad to bring an Eilus Ri on Yamtif? Anyway, Basil holds the Mitaich. Fact the Marshah, what do you mean? You see that Mitaich doesn't work. It doesn't work for the Darim and the Davis. Vais Teis Lachem V'Lachvay tells you not to say Mitaich. So what's Pshan Teis's Kasha? Teis's Teretz is that only says it so you shouldn't Darshan V'Chagayisim V'Tayi Chagigi In Aval Eilaloi. But Betzim is maskim to the Kasha that we balt you hold the Mitaich. That would be matter in Eilus Riya. Now, you might have afka, you might have a meat from the pasuk of Chagayisim, tell you not an Eilus Riya. That's why it needs Lashem, called the Lashem. Mechay is very shver. Abazai, so what's the pshat the norm in the office saying, Kreifim Yantif? Bemison is very shver. It would sound like this Taisus holds, and the Sasemis resurrects the Svarah, brings it from the Sheet of Mekabetzah, so he already says it's such a Svarah, that Mitaich and Svarah would only apply to Eilus Riya and not to Eilus Nadava, because Mitaich is not matter everything that's a mitzvah. Mitaich and Nidap is a tzairich hayem ksas. And Eilus Shmiya was an Eil of four yamtif, even though you could bring it after yamtif. It's not really such a big tzairich. But good, Akapanim, it's called a tzairich hayem ksas, it's zich a nichel le mitaich. Mashaik and Eilus Nadava, you could say a svar, it's bachal a nichel le mitaich. About this mitzvah, you could do just as much a different time afterwards. Nothing to do with yamtif. Mail, it's not a tzairich hayem ksas bachalal. And Mimela, there'd be no dinner mitaych by Eilus Nadava altogether. That's it, Minasavara. The problem is the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis says klar that there is a dinner mitaych by Eilus Nadava. You'd have to say that Taisus over here is learning not like Taisus in the first parak, so Bissel Shver, to make a steer in Taisus, and maybe two different Bali Taisus. And this Taisus held the Gemara in the first parak is like the Rajba, like the man the Yom and the Darim and the Davis craving Miyantif. That man the Yom held that you do say mitaych by the Darim and the Davis. That's why they craving Miyantif. Mashain Kane, the Mandiyam and the Darvanavis, ain't craving Yantif. It's not the Pshat that Lechem Vlegvoya is Mafkia, because then Taiz wouldn't have a Kasha, why need Lashem? Lechem Vlegvoya is Mafkia, they don't say Mitaich, so why do you need Lashem to matter Eilus Riya? It's the Pshat that's not, the Be'etzim is no Din Mitaich by Eilus Nadava. The Din Mitaich would only be by Eilus Riya. So by Eilus Nadava, stam it's Asr, without Lechem Vlegvoya, stam, because there is no Mitaich. Now Eilus Riya, Batsim would be dimly taich, so you don't really need Lashem. Because Basil doesn't dash in Lachem Vloy Lakvaya. Now Basham may dash in Lachem Vloy Lakvaya, Lafidus Taisus. But the man, the Yom, and the Darim, and the Davis ain't craving Yantiv is because there is no Mitaich. So Lafidus, we'd have three Pshatim. Come Tais, that Taisus would hold, Tais and Dafyad Bey says that Lachem Vloy Lakvaya is an Isra say. Otherwise, you'd say Mitaich, and Yataka say Mitaich, the Pat of the Lav, and Lachem Vloy Lakvaya is an Isra say. We have the Rajba and the Balamor on the Afid Beis, which Mashmal Chemvel and Lekvay is Mafgir, the Mitaichem and Mela Bleib Talav. And Taisus, here the way I'm learning up, look, there is no din of Lechemvel and Lekvay, but Lin Lechisa, the man, the Amun, the Dharma Davis, is then craving Miyantif, is a Pshat that just isn't any Mitaich, when the Dharma and the Davis is not Tzerech Hayyeh. There's also a Pshat from the Meiri, which we'll read in the Neshe and Afchaf in the next year. The Miri holds that it's taka only derabanan. That's the Darim Davis midiraisa. Craven is a din derabanan. Emes the Gemara and Afcha from a base mashmal lahedya. Not that way. Malachah from a base says lahedya that it's midiraisa. But the Miri holds it means kein deraisa. Bez Hashem at the end of the Shia and Afcha will speak it out. Now all this is the man the Amun and Darim Davis ain't craven biyamtiv. What's the pshat and the man the Amun and Darim Davis craven biyamtiv? So Bemisin you could clarify a kira like this. Is the pshat that he holds that Be'etzim al tzedin of lechem v'lo l'gvaya holds exactly the same thing as the man the Yom and the Dharma Davis ain't craving miyamdiv. He also holds lechem v'lo l'gvaya. He also holds that there is no din, however we learn, all the different pshatim, however we learn, he holds the exact same thing. There is no din that you can bring the Dharma and the Davis al tzmitaych, because that doesn't apply, because lechem v'lo l'gvaya, whether you learn it's an essay, whether you learn it's mefkir, the mitaych l'garmi, and there's a lav, whether you learn there is no mitaych by the Dharma and Davis. The man, the Amun, the Dharma Davis craven holds exactly the same thing. So how come he holds his craven? He holds that the Shlomim is craven. He just doesn't hold it as Svar of the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph that says, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. He holds that the Shlomim, it's Mamash Eichel Nefesh. And thus state Bemis and Mefurish in Taisan Shabbos, Daf Chaf Dalam and Beis, that the man, the Amun, the Dharma Davis craven, Miyantif holds that it's Mamash called Eichel Nefesh. It's called Eichel Nefesh. He doesn't hold the story Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu. He doesn't hold the story that you're shechting it for the Eivish, the Mimele you're getting. As long as the Maisa, you're shechting it and you're eating it, that's called Eichel Nefesh. That's Mefurish and Teis and Shabbos, Nafchav Dal, Ramah Beis. That's one Mahalach. That's one side you can learn. Or you can learn that the man, the Yom, and the Darim, and the Davis, is craving Beyantif, holds that doesn't hold it in the Lechem or Lechvayim. He holds that Lashem is Mar, but even the Darim and the Davis. Or that there is no Leman of Lechem or Lechvayim. The limit is l'chem v'l'klavim, l'chem v'l'l'nachar. Azei k'lein esakim shat. V'kabin an afkemina oilois. According to the first side of the chakira, which we said is mefurish and teiz and shabbos, tafkof talonim and beyes, so oilois would have the same din as the man de'am and the darm and the davis. Ain't craven beyond it. It's only a machlaikis, tanaom l'gabe shlamim. Mashe ain't kain. If you hold that the man, the Yom, and the Dorm, that was craving beyond the holds, that there is no din of Lechem v'Lekvayim, that Lashem is Marib and the Dorm and the Dov is also not just Eilus Riyah. However, you learn like that, so Avada Eilus would also be Bechlau. The Amaz HaChadushir says over here, here on Daf Yates, that the Braisa here, Mefurish, says, the Braisa is going like the man, the Omer, Braisa of Shimon Elozit, it's going like the man, the Omer, that the Dorm and the Dov is a craving beyond the It says clearly that Eila, there was no machlaikis. Beisil is masking that Eila is aser. They only argue about Shlom she'ena shel yantif and Eila she'hi shel yantif. That's what the Braisa says. So the Braisa here is mash maklar that lagabi Eila is everyone's masking that there's a din of ein craven beyond. For that would sound very much like Taisus and Shabbos Nafchav Dal. They're only arguing about Shlom because Shlom is Eichel Nefesh, Shlom is Meichel Hedid. That's good for the machlaikis. There's a Chedush or Alifinard that says it's only Midrabanan. He obviously didn't learn that way. He learned that the man, the Yom, and the Dharma, and the Dov is craving me yantif holds. That's not, we don't pass, we don't dash in l'chem v'l'kvayah. So mail that, that this Braisa as is Eilois, is the Rabbanan. But Teizan, Nafchafim, and Beis is very clear that he holds that the din that Eilois are Aser, according to Rebbeinu Shmuel's Pshat there, is a din d'Raisa. That's what's also Mashman, Teizan, Chagigah, Dav, Zayinim, and Beis. And Mimela, that would stim very good with Teizan, Shabbos, Nafchav, Dalim, and Beis, that the whole chilik between the Dharma and the Davis Kravim and Kravim is that the man, the Yom, and the Dharma and the Davis Kravim hold that it's called Eichel Nefesh, even though you don't say the Sar Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachi. Mashenk and Eilis, that would be Vada Asumi Dereisa. That means it seems to me it's Mamash HaMachalikis Tanon. It's Mamash HaMachalikis Tanon in this Gufa, that there's two Tanon. There's a Tana that the Dharma and the Davis is Kravim beyond the Vatafka Shlomim and not Eilis. Like Taizen Shabbos, Tafkaf Dalan and Mebeis that says, that he doesn't hold the Sarim Shulchan Kavaya Kazachu. And there's another Tan in the holes, like what says, Lauren Taizim Sachem Nefeim and Aleph. Taizim Sachem Nefeim and Aleph brings down that there's a man, the Yom, and the Dharma Davis, ain't craving Yantav. He holds it's not called Eichel Nefesh. And he says, and the one that is Matu, he's Matu because it says Lashem. Not because he holds it is called Eichel Nefesh. He also is Maskim, it's not called Eichel Nefesh. But he's Matu because of Lashem. Because the Gemara later, Nafchafim Abeis, brings Abishol, the way Rashi and the Naskana of Taisus learns that Abishol holds the Dharma Davis craving Miyantiv, and he says, Nam, Xerim, a Kal V'chaymer, that if Shulchan Chamal, if Shulchan Rav Chachaser, and the Gemara is Mashmam, Psachim Daf Mem Zayin, that according to Abishol, he doesn't darshin Lechem V'le Lekvoy altogether. He doesn't darshin Lechem V'le Lekvoy. That would sound like stam, it's mutter. Shlei shulchan cha malei v'shulchan rab charekam. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yedalim and Aleph, says that, it says like this, it says, as a machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if chel v'shabbos is craving b'yom kippurim or not, it learns that from Eilu Shabbos v'shabbat, if you have karbonis that you were makriv on Shabbos, could you burn the chel of those karbonis yom kippur, if yom kippur comes out on Sunday, if it comes out after Shabbos? And Mark explains the machlekes like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Nedarim and Nedav is craven b'yantif. So merely you don't need any pasuk to tell you that Chel v'Shamis is craven b'yantif, because Nedarim and Nedav is a craven b'yantif. Merely uses the pasuk to tell you that the Chel v'Shamis is craven b'yom kippur. Mashenken Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that Nedarim and Nedav is not craven b'yantif. But since Rabbi Kiva holds that Nedarim and Nedav is not craven b'yantif, so merely you need the pasuk to tell you that Chel v'Shabbos is craving Yantif, otherwise it would be Asur. But since it's Chel v'Shabbos, it comes from Kabbalah Shabbos, you're allowed to burn them on Yantif, you're allowed to be makta the Chel of on Yantif. So merely has no pasuk telling you Chel v'Shabbos is craving Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Nafkuf Yadal. So Mikivega there asks that even if you hold Ndarim and Adav is a craving Yantif, that's Nafka Shlamim, because it's Eichel Nefesh, Mashek and Eilis, Avad Anat. And he brings Taizan Chulin, Taizan Chagig, Taizan Chagig, Adav Zayin, that says mafurish that, and he's going lechayer like this price here, Blazer of Shimon that says that oyloisa also coin to everyone, and it's mashmitz and isadayraisa, and the whole heter of shlomim is because it's eichel nefesh, and that stems like we said the Tais and Shabbos daf chav dalad that says that the whole machleik is the darim davis and craven biyamdiv is because he holds it's eichel nefesh, but oyloisa wouldn't pass. So fekta bekvega. So what's the pshat in the Gemara that says that chelvei Shabbos don't need a pasuk to tell you it's craven biyamdiv because the darim davis is craven biyamdiv. So I saw the Chazanish there, and the emes is, it's very bekitzer, but it's in also the Tshuvas Chassam Sefer, Erechaim, Simen Kuf Nun, that, like we said, it's a Machloikis Tanon. That Gemara in Shabbos is clear that the one who holds the Dharma Dov is craving the Yomtif is because even the Chalev, you could burn on the Mizbeach on Yomtif without any Pasuk. The Pshat is that it Bechaldas on the Lechem V'Legvayim, and that's Abishol. And that's what the Gemara in Pesachim Nafim Zayin, that according to Abishol, you don't darshan lechem v'lo legvayah. So you have a parsha to dim mitaych. Or could be even out of dim mitaych. You learn that from Lashem, kol de Lashem. The kol de Lashem doesn't only apply to Eilis Riyah, it applies to all kabbanis. That there's a het of kabbanis, an yantiv, period, across the board. Masha'en Kain, the Gemara here that says that Eilis, you don't bring, and the Gemara Chagiga also, which says that by Eilis, even Mesil's maskim, you don't bring. If you want to learn it's deraisa, so the pshat is a different pshat. That man, the Yom of the Dharm Davis Kraven Biyantif, also agrees that Be'etzim is a din of Lechem V'Legvaya, Be'etzim, Legabi Eilois, you have the same problem. Now Shlomim is works, because of Eichel Nefesh, doesn't hold the Swarim, Shlomim Kaveh Kazachu. So those are the two Mahalchamei you can learn of that the Dharm and the Davis are Kraven Biyantif. Either it's only Shlomim and it's outside Eichel Nefesh, or it's even Eilois, and it's because you don't hold Bechlal V'Lechem V'Legvaya.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.